from American Jazz Radio.
Rockin' at the Reno Club, a basic uptime. Crazy little women at the corner of Vine. Big Joe Turner, Mary Lou, and McShane. Parker, President, Peggy, that's a hell of a band. It's the Charles Street Jump. Well, all the cats are doing just fine.
Live from 12th Street in Kansas City, where Basie tickled the ivories and Big Joe Turner shouted the blues, it's 12th Street Jump. Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. Joe Cartwright, Tyrone Clark, and Mike Warren on the bandstand, along with the lovely Nedra Dixon and yours truly, David Bassey. And this week we celebrate the music of Grammy Award-winning jazz bassist Christian McBride with our special guest, the man himself, Christian McBride. And now, please welcome your 12th Street Jump host, Pearl McDonald, and Pete, they say it's your birthday, Weber. Ladies and gentlemen.
Good to be with you again for another episode of 12th Street Jump. How's everybody feeling tonight?
Pete, this has become a wonderful tradition that we've got going here.
Yes, traditions, yes.
They are important, you know. There's residents in a small Cuban town that holds their own annual tradition, if you will, a festival, where they bury a man alive and have a fake funeral and then dig him up.
What?
Or as Jay Leno calls it, working for NBC.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of surprises, North and South Korea have agreed to allow families separated by the Korean War to hold brief reunions. You know? Not a bad idea. Every family reunion should have a demilitarized zone.
Oh. And speaking of get-togethers, there's a church that's at a nudist resort in Virginia, and the congregation wears no clothing. Apparently, the only time it's uncomfortable is when the preacher said, "Let's all rise."
We got a great show for you. Christian McBride is in the house. Bobby Watson is in the house. And we'll find out what gives Christian the blues, along with this week's news and a whole lot more fun. But here's Nedra and David to get us started with the Kansas City classic, All Right, Okay, You Win.
Well, all right.
Well, all right.
Okay.
Okay.
You win.
You win.
I'm in love with you. Well, all right.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
You win.
You win.
Baby, what can I do? Anything you do or say, it's just got to be that way. Well, all right.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
You win.
You win.
I'm in love with you. Well, all right.
Well, all right.
Okay.
Okay.
You win.
You win.
What can I do? Anything you say, I'll do. Long as it's me and you. First thing in the morning, greet me with a kiss. Make up for all the loving that you and I have missed. Well, all right. Okay.
Okay.
You win.
You win.
What are you waiting for? All right.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
You win.
You win.
Baby, one thing more. If I'm gonna be your man, won't let me take your hand.
Well, all right.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
You win.
You win.
I'm in love with you. All right.
Oh.
Okay.
Hey, hey.
You win.
Yeah, yeah.
Baby, what can I do? I'll do anything you say.
Oh, yeah.
Just got to be that way. Well, all right. Okay. You win. Okay, are you in? I'm in love with you. Anything you say, I'll do. As long as it's me and you. All that I am asking, all I want from you. Just love me like I love you. It won't be hard to do. Well,
all right,
okay,
okay.
You win. What are you waiting for?
All right, all right.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, you win.
You win.
Hey, baby, one thing more. If you're gonna be with me, sweet baby, get down on that.
You got to plant me with a kiss to make up for all the loving that you and I have missed. Well, all right.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
You win.
You win.
What are you waiting for? All right.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
You win.
You win.
Oh, baby, one thing more. If I'm gonna be your man, really, baby, let me take your hand. Baby, let me be your man.
Sweet baby, take me by the hand.
Now this week, we celebrate the music of Christian McBride. Born in Philadelphia, you could say Christian was homeschooled on the bass by his father Lee and great uncle Harold Cooper, both well-known Philadelphia bassists who became Christian's early mentors on the instrument. Starting on bass guitar, he switched to double bass before heading off to the prestigious Juilliard School in New York City.
A teen prodigy, McBride joined alto saxist Bobby Watson's group at the tender age of 17. He performed with jazz greats Benny Golson, Milt Jackson, J.J. Johnson, and Freddie Hubbard. Christian recorded live albums at Scholars in Boston and the Blue Note in New York with fellow bassists Ray Brown and John Clayton. Super bass, they called it.
McBride began leading his own groups in 1995 after his debut CD on Verve, Getting to It. A three-time Grammy Award winner, Christian has fronted his own acoustic, electric, jazz fusion, and funk ensembles and appeared on more than 300 recordings. He leads three influential ensembles, the Christian McBride Trio, Inside Straight, and the Christian McBride Big Band. And if that's not enough, in 2006, McBride was named the creative chair for jazz by the Los Angeles Philharmonic.
We are going to spend the next hour playing the music of Christian McBride. To get that done, we're going to need the help of one of the very best bass players in jazz history. That would be our special guest, Mr. McBride.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Welcome to 12th Street Jump, sir.
What an honor to be here. This is very cool.
What an honor to have you. When you started out, when you found the bass and knew that that was what you wanted to do, what did you hope to do with it?
Move people. Touch their soul and make them feel good when I play. You know, I want the audience to get the same sort of feeling that I get when I'm playing. You know, I want to tune into that.
Yeah, no, I totally get that. You know, Roy Haynes actually said that you reveal your own personality in your playing, a big, gregarious, loving, all that, he said. Mission well, accomplished, it sounds like.
Well, I appreciate that. But, you know, music is all about the feeling, connecting with the soul and the emotion. That's all it's about.
Yeah, and it's interesting. The greats seem to always honor the past while almost helping define the future, and I think your body of work speaks to that.
Well, thank you very much. You know, I think in the jazz world, a lot of times artists get too caught up with, particularly in the jazz world, it's always, we're always talking about creating something new, doing something different, creating the note that no one's ever heard before. Instead of worrying about all that, just really make the best music you can possibly make and be honest. And first of all, you're already different, so you don't have to try to be different. Duke Ellington put it best, there's no such thing as anything new, you know? So, you know, forget all that and just make the best music you can possibly make.
Right on. And let's get you playing some of the best possible music you can make with us tonight.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Joe Cartwright, what are we going to start with?
This is a great tune that Christian McBride arranged on one of his trio albums.
Hope I remember.
I know you will. This is called Too Close for Comfort. Thank you.
Who's got the blues? Who's got the blues? Who stepped in something in his alligator shoes? Who's got it bad? Who's gotten bent? Who hocked his upright bass so he could pay the rent? Who spent it all on fast women and booze? Who's got the blues? Who's got the blues?
Who's got the blues? Well, everybody's got the blues. Whether you're as weepy as Bob Costa or as creepy as Kim Jong-un, the blues is you.
That's right, Pearl, and this week we find out what gives our special guest, Christian McBride, the blues. Christian, I'm going to ask you some questions.
All right.
I hope you give me some answers.
I'll do my best.
Who's your biggest musical influence?
The Godfather of Soul, James Brown.
Hit me one time.
And what would you do if you couldn't be a musician?
I would be a tight end for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Who would you most like to party with?
Frank Sinatra.
Good answer. You have any nicknames?
None I can really tell you about on the mic, but no. I got a few. Monty Alexander calls me Big Mac.
I won't ask why. What's the most embarrassing or funny thing that ever happened to you at a gig?
Doing a live television show, and my bridge flew right off of my bass.
Ooh.
So embarrassing.
Okay, let's think big here. What superpowers would you like to possess?
Oh, boy. I would like to be a disease killer.
Nice. And if you had a time machine, where would you go and why?
I would go back to Harlem in the late 60s. Specifically 1969 to see James Brown at the Apollo.
And if you had to choose an actor to play you in a movie, who would you pick?
This is easy. I've thought about this for a long time. It'd be Ving Rhames.
Oh, nice. Marcellus Wallace.
That's right.
Well, now it is time for the most important question, and that is, what gives you the blues?
Oh, a lot of things, but what really, really gives me the blues is when people call me on Saturday afternoon at like 4 or 5 o'clock and ask me for free tickets for a 7 o'clock show.
I only did that one time, man. Let it go.
All right, Pearl, get us started with Christian McBride blues.
If Christian wasn't playing bass, he would be a tight end of renown. The man has got some good hands for scoring a touchdown. And when he's in the end zone, he'll dance around like James Brown.
If Chris could be an actor, he'd take Ving Rhames' place. Playing a superhero with an invisible disease-killing face. Going chasing after zombies, he'd whack 'em with his bass.
Who's got the blues? Who's got the blues? Who stepped in something in his alligator shoes? Who's got it bad? Who got it bent? Who hocked his stand-up day so he could pay the rent?
Let's give it up for Mr. Christian McBride and his blues.
Now don't you go anywhere. The fun's only began. You know there's more to come right here on 12th Street Jump.
We're back live on 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
It was 1989 when a 17-year-old Christian McBride set off from Philadelphia to New York City to attend Juilliard. He hadn't been there long when Bobby Watson snatched up the talented bass player to join Watson's group.
It was young Christian McBride, like a sideman back in the late 80s and the early 90s. There's one man who can, what was, I'm sorry, young Christian McBride like back in the 1980s, and there's only one person who can answer that question. Let's welcome back our favorite alto man, the guy who signed Christian McBride's first paycheck, Kansas City's own Bobby Watson.
Thank you.
Oh, he paid in cash.
Yeah, it was in cash, actually.
That was probably a smart move on your part. Now, what we would like to know is, what was young Christian McBride like? What made him stand out?
He listened to everything that he heard, and it came out in his music, and he would sit at the piano and play songs that I'd written and songs by other people, his favorite. I'm not saying that one of mine was his favorite, but, you know, the things that he listened to, he could play. And he was listening to all kinds of music, and he had music flowing through him from head to toe. And I knew that he would do great things one day because he was just, he lived and breathed music.
Well, now we would like to ask, would you be so kind as to do a number with Christian McBride?
Be my pleasure, my honor.
It'll be our pleasure, our honor.
By the way, this is a Christian McBride original composition entitled Brother Mister.
Thank you.
And now, as a public service, 12th Street Jump presents a roundup of today's top headlines. If you think Hotel Sochi had a bad week, how about these blues in the news?
Michael Sam, he came out. That's a move that took some guts.
Yeah.
Some football guys don't like it. An attitude that's completely nuts. 'Cause no one seems to mind when they're out there slapping butt.
I love the Olympic halfpipe. Those amazing leaps and twirling. How about the figure skaters? All those crazy jumps and swirling. But my eyes get red like Costas when I watch the fellows curling.
I like curling. Leno left the Tonight Show at the height of his career, while Letterman on CBS had to remind us he's still here.
You know it's cold when breathing gives your nose a blues. Go out and have a good meal. That's all from Blues in the News.
All right, Christian McBride's going to join Joe and Mike on a tune from his Out Here album. This one's called East of the Sun and West of the Moon. Christian McBride, everybody.
You walk like jazz. You talk like jazz. In a whisper, kind of gruff, like a hipster hanging tough, like jazz. Yeah, jazz.
If you like jazz like we like jazz, then check out David Bassey, who's talking to the band Christian McBride.
Man,
what's going on,
300.
Guys?
300 records.
Something
easily.
Like that.
It's more than that. It's got to be more than that.
Barely.
Plus all the 3 Grammys for your own work.
That's correct.
Plus, there's a couple of records that I just really like that you played on. Gina Kronstadt's record, Come Over.
No, you know about that,
yeah.
Huh?
Nice. Yeah, with like 16 strings on
that's
it, right?
That's right. That was
and
a
then
fun
New York Time with Jimmy Cobb playing the drums. That must have been a good time.
And Cedar Walton, the late, great Cedar Walton.
Man, touring around with those cats.
That's
and
right.
And the stories, great stories.
Oh, my goodness.
And then In a Hurry from your first record. And then you did a big band thing with that.
Yes, I did.
Can you do it over the top of this?
I can't play that last part. I forgot it.
Like jazz. Ooh, that do 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 do.
Y'all don't go anywhere. There's more to come right here on 12th Street Jump.
Welcome back to 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
This joint is jumping, it's really jumping. Come in, cats, and check your hats on me. This joint is jumping.
The joint's always jumping at blues and jazz clubs near you. So this week, check out the Jerry Berganzi Quartet putting it down at the Acton Jazz Cafe just outside of Boston. Dave Hollister and his big band play Yoshi's in San Francisco. And right here in Kansas City, don't miss the Gerald Spates Trio at the Broadway Jazz Club.
If you live in the Atlanta area and like the music of Ella Fitzgerald, you'll love Sandy Blair at the Acoustic Jazz Lounge. And in Detroit, check out the scene at Cliffs Bell, where they're hosting the Marcus Elliott Quartet.
And just try to keep up with Christian McBride, why don't you? In the next few weeks, he goes to the Comstock Concert Hall at the University of Louisville, then back east to Newark, New Jersey for Jazz Meets Sports with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And then following those gigs, it's off to Colorado to front the Christian McBride Trio at Fort Lewis College in Durango, and then Dazzle in Denver. Then he's off to Germany. So no matter where you are, get out and support your local jazz and blues scene, because that's where it's always jumping.
Here's our own Tyrone Clark to join Christian McBride on the 2 bass hit, Blue Monk. Mm-hmm.
How about Tyrone birthday boy Clark, Christian McBride, huh? Now here's David and Christian with a Lieber and Stoller number from the Broadway musical Smokey Joe's Cafe. Christian recorded it on Kurt Elling's Grammy-winning tribute to the Brill Building, New York's famous songwriter's high-rise.
So, Dick, as I was shopping for a suit the other day,
I walked into the department store, stepped on the elevator and told the girl, dry goods floor. I jumped off and the salesman said,
now what can I do for you?
I said, well, let's get on in there and you show me some of those sports clothes like you're supposed to do. And he said,
why, sure, come on in, buddy, and dig these fabrics we got laid out on the shelf.
And he said,
pick yourself out one, try it on, stand in the mirror and dig yourself. That suit's pure herringbone.
Oh man, that's a suit I'd like to own.
Brother, that suit is you.
You know, I believed him too. You see, for the businessman, you got the natural shoulder that retails at the wholesale deal. You got the custom cuffs. You got the walking shorts, he said.
I'm going to let you have that at a steal.
And for the playboy, we got the latest in tweeds. We got the cutaway, flap over twice, a box bat, two-button Western model. And he said,
now, ain't that nice? Baby, them buttons are solid gold.
I think we made a deal, man. I'm sold.
That collar's pure camel hair.
Ooh, I like it. Now, if you can just set it right down there on the chair. So, baby, you just do me a solid. Get me that paper. Let me sign on the dotted line, and I'll make sure I get all my payments in right on time.
Hey, okay. Hey, wait a minute, buddy. Let me go back there and do a little checking on you.
And then the man come back, and he said,
I'm sorry, my man, but your credit didn't go through.
Say what, skis, man? Man, that's a shame. I mean, my heart is in pain, dude. I mean, this is pure herringbone.
I'm sorry, brother. That's a suit you'll never own.
Ouch, man. The suit is just my size.
But that suit's some other man's prize.
Man, that's cruel. You wouldn't treat Ellen this way.
Oh, yes, I would. Sorry, my man.
No, really, man. No, really. Come on, dude. I need this suit. I need this suit, dude. Come on.
Security.
Let's bring back Bobby Watson to join Christian McBride and the band on this McBride original from his Kinda Brown album, Used to Cut. Thank you. Christian McBride for celebrating with us tonight. And as always, give it up to our favorite alto sax man, Bobby Watson.
Keep it going for the 12th Street Jump Band, Mike Warren on the drums, Tyrone Clark on the bass, musical director Joe Cartwright at the piano, our vocalist David Bassey, Nedra Dixon.
We had help from audio engineer Shad Mice, production assistant Brenna Hayes, and director Ian York. This week's show was written by Paul Seaburn and the gang.
12th Street Jump is produced by Theater League, enhancing the quality of life in the communities it serves with the thrill of live music and theater. We want to thank TreehouseDrums.com, Christine Garvey and the folks here at the Unity Temple on the Plaza, and KCUR for their help in launching 12th Street Jump. Now don't forget to like us on Facebook at 12th Street Jump, follow me on Twitter, and keep up with us at 12thstreetjump.com.
Join us next week for our show from the 12th Street Jump Archives as we celebrate the birthday of jazz guitarist Wes Montgomery with our special guest Danny Embry. Until then, I am Pearl Rivera's McDonald.
And I'm Pete Weber. We'll see you next week on 12th Street, where it's always
jumping! Jumpin'!